Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. The Senate pulling an all-nighter, still working its way through the massive piece of legislation known as the Big Beautiful Bill. Dave, where do things stand?
Yeah, if you're looking for like a model against procrastination, don't look to the U.S. Senate these days, or the House for that matter. This has gone all night, Susan, and voting continues. So we expect that there's going to be some finality to this at some point today. When exactly that's going to be is just truly up to the Senate. And partially this is because Democrats have been offering up amendment after amendment to purposefully try to slow this down. But also, too, there's some Republicans who also, too, want to change aspects of this bill because they're not totally happy with it. And that ranges from everything on one end of the spectrum that the bill is going to cause too much national debt. And on the other end of the spectrum, that there are going to be cuts that are far too deep for their taste for things like Medicaid. And you have senators and also two members of the House who just feel that the bill will hurt their constituents, particularly their constituents who are directly benefiting from those programs and would be harmed, in their opinion, if this bill passes in its current form.
Well, there's a lot of different things in this bill. I want to focus in on energy and what this would do to a lot of clean energy programs, basically kind of gutting a lot of different grants and money that would go toward solar or wind energy, things that, you know, even people like Elon Musk are saying we need to ramp up AI and, you know, all this demand for electricity that we now have.
Yeah, and Elon Musk overnight has gotten into another fight with Donald Trump, them trading barbs with each other over social media, and Elon Musk even threatening to try to start his own political party if this bill passes in the form and the fashion that it's in right now. And those EV credits, the federal support for clean energy, is a huge aspect of this. Of course, Elon Musk, he is the lord and leader of Tesla, one of the largest electric car and solar panel companies in the world. So by virtue of that, he's obviously very upset. But there are also too some concerns too, because a lot of wind energy and solar energy is generated in red states. And there are definitely some members of the Republican Party, say nothing of the Democrats who just support clean energy on principle, who are concerned that we're mortgaging our future by doing this. And by going in and cutting these subsidies and not supporting the clean energy industry, that current industry is going to be hurt and future industry is going to be hurt. And Brian, as you mentioned, there's going to be no lack of demand for energy, regardless of where it's coming from. And if you take any piece of the puzzle out of the puzzle, then the whole thing may fall apart going forward.
You know, on the Trump-Musk feud, I mean, they're both threatening Republicans who vote for or against the bill. And now two GOP senators say they won't seek re-election.
Yeah, and I know sometimes people's eyes will roll into the back of their heads when you talk about money in politics, but this is sort of the ultimate, complete and very robust example of where money in politics comes to the foray in no uncertain terms here, because you have in Donald Trump an utter political cash machine that he has built. And Elon Musk is the richest man in the world, who was Donald Trump's number one single supporter, to the tune of about $250 million last election cycle. So when you have both sides of this coin here, so to speak, saying, oh, we're going to fund primary challengers of people in the Senate and the House who we don't like, or we're going to put up candidates who are going to support our position, you're basically hurtling in 2026 toward primary fights inside the Republican Party that could be just notably bloody, even relative to what we've had in the past. And it really just sets up, Susan, sort of a unprecedented scenario where you have one of the greatest figures in the Republican Party in modern history going against the greatest funder of Republican Party priorities. You know, is this all going to come to pass? Who knows? These guys go back and forth literally every week, every month. But it's just not something that the Republicans certainly want to have happen and would probably like to avoid it. See, they would rather be fighting against Democrats than themselves.
Senate stripped a provision of the bill that would have stopped states from regulating AI. for 10 years. It's all part of this big fight, Dave, on whether or not to put AI regulations. You have one side of the coin where people are saying we need to slow down, watch what we're doing. We don't want to create something that's, you know, out of a science fiction movie. And then you have another side saying, like, we can't put the reins on them right now because then China will build that supercomputer. What are people saying?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, there's a whole swirl of issues that come into it. You mentioned one of them, which is just it requires an incredible amount of energy and power to run all of these different systems that are coming online. So you need power plants. And literally, you have some tech companies that are trying to build their own power plants in order to quite literally fuel their operations when it comes to AI. But then you also have concerns, too, that spread into other issues that the Supreme Court is very much getting involved in about what is a federal issue and what should be, in essence, remanded to states. And that ranges from everything from abortion to, as we've seen with the Dobbs case, to much more recently, the Supreme Court decision that deals with birthright citizenship, where we could be looking at kind of a carve-up scenario where different states actually treat that issue differently from the other. So, you know, this really becomes sort of a states' rights issue as much as anything. And again, I feel like I've said this three times now, this call, we don't quite know where this is going to land because it's such a live ball and there are so many variables that have yet to be solved for.
Does it look like it will be finished in the Senate today, one way or another?
It's almost going to have to be. Donald Trump has set this July 4th deadline that senators and House members have known for weeks now that that is the deadline. And Donald Trump has said, too, that he considers it a betrayal if anyone in the Republican Party goes against him. Now, he has opened the door a crack to say that the House and the Senate could get a little bit of a reprieve, a little bit of a deadline extension. This, of course, is an arbitrary deadline. It's not set in law, not set in stone, but he definitely wants this done. And on July 4th, would very much like to celebrate it as opposed to kick the can down the road. So it's very much going to be up to the Senate as to whether they can get their operation in order. They still need to get the final votes for this, and you still have a couple of holdouts. And the House is going to have to agree to what the Senate does, which is likely going to look a little bit different in their version of the bill than what the House passed in the first place. So a lot of work still left to be done before we get a final version and a final vote, Susan.
Washington Insider Dave Leventhal joining us here every Tuesday morning on WBEN.